Yes.
Sponsor,
driverselect.com.
Yeah.
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 All right, let's do this. At a odd time this week, but nevertheless, here it is for you. And then it'll be back at 150. Or maybe it won't be. Dear Gay Not Gay from Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, now.
Is it gay or not gay for a man to spend 3 hours at the DMV to renew his driver's license because he did not like the picture on his old one? I've already told my husband the answer to this one, but since he listens to you guys more than he listens to me, I figured I'd let him hear it from the experts. Thanks for clearing this up.
Don't you do everything you can to avoid being in that... just the driver's license office? That's the worst experience ever. I've only done it like 3 times in my life.
Well, yeah, now that they have
it online.
Yeah, now that they have online renewal.
But not with a new picture, though.
Yeah, no.
You don't get a new picture if you do it online.
No, you don't. And I've been looking at Rakeover Bob for quite some time.
Let me see.
I still got hair up there. So that's 10 years old.
Please tweet that.
Who's this Asian guy on your...
Let's see that, buddy.
I don't want to tweet that highly classified information.
Oh, my God.
That is the power.
You can tweet the picture, though, right?
But so if you had to spend 3 hours in the DMV, you wouldn't change that picture?
I've had 11 years.
That looks nothing like
I've had 11 years to renew it.
What if you had? What if I guaranteed you it would only take 3 minutes?
Like I get the VIP treatment
at
the DMV?
Yeah, they're going to walk you right to the front.
Walk right in, take
like
the picture.
Like,
like it's a P1 branch of the DMV?
Boy, we need P1 branches of different things. Yeah, they would let us walk to the front of lines.
I think all things being equal, like if they'd walk up here and take my picture, I'd probably like a new picture. Sure.
So if the DMV...
I have hair. Yeah, hair since 1999.
Like that face is a little full.
Yeah. I'm not as ripped as I am now. Doesn't show my washboard abs. My situation.
So yes, it's gay, right?
Yeah,
yes.
It's really gay.
You want to avoid the DMV.
Just deal with it. Just don't show people your driver's license. There you go.
Someone emailed me this screenshot of a Facebook post and then the comments under it. Mark on his Facebook post said, OS, I'm no longer an Aquarius, I'm a Capricorn now. Showing concern. Then there's a bunch of comments about, it just affects the Eastern horoscope, this, blah, blah, blah. Well... so I went and looked for the story that got this guy all worried. Here's the story from the New York Daily News. Horoscope followers had a bit of a scare last week when one Minneapolis astrologer suggested that the Earth's movement has shifted the stars' alignment about a month. So then everybody's horoscope sign, their astrological sign, would change.
Oh, no!
Wesley Mathewson, 26, said, a Libra fits my description. And if it's wrong, I now have to accept I'm not the person I read about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, everything about this story is gay. First of all, if you're a horoscope follower.
Super gay.
And then that you had a bit of a scare. I mean, do people do that?
A lot.
Do they sit?
But they're girls. Girls will sit back and, oh, you know what? I usually don't like Leos because we just don't get along or something like that.
Is there anything to that?
I would guarantee dudes follow.
What are you?
Cancer. I'm a clubhouse cancer.
Oh, cancer's funny to you, huh, Groobs?
What?
Do you find...
No, I was just laughing because I'm a cancer, too.
Do you find yourself...
Yes, you are.
That's why we're so alike,
Bob. Descriptions follow you, and you're like, oh, yeah, that is like me. Or is it just vague enough, like a palm reader or something?
You will find happiness.
Like, first of all,
really?
None of them say that something bad's going to happen that day. I guarantee if you pull out the Dallas Morning News and the horoscope, it's going to be a lot of stuff about some vague stuff about how your creativity will shine today.
You're going to find a purpose that you didn't realize you had.
Yeah. I want to see one that just talks about the disease
that
you're going to
get. Yeah,
track.
You're going to get shot when you walk out the
house.
Do
not run any yellow lights today, I
swear. Horoscopes in general and all that surrounds them, I hereby on this day rule gay.
Let me one up you. super gay.
Wow.
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 Uh-oh.
Normally reserved.
Uh-oh.
For Jake.
For space.
Dear Gay Not Gay, one of my wife's young 20-something co-workers told my wife that the other day she was looking forward to introducing her new love interest to her parents. The co-worker has only been seeing the guy for a few weeks. The guy asked her if he could meet her parents, so they set up a dinner at the parents' house. My wife's co-worker said that the guy plans on using the dinner to ask her father permission to date her. My wife told me she's never heard of anything so gay, but all the co-workers thought it was sweet.
Can I have a timeout and a meeting?
Did we do this one?
Can I have a meeting with Bob?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
We might have done this last week.
Oh, last week? Was I here?
This time. And, is he paying attention to the show all the time? What do you think, Bob?
My bad.
Do you think we need to... Oh, I'm just having a meeting. I'm having a meeting with Bob.
Okay.
He's been real.
Do you want me to talk to him, or do you want to pull him aside?
Look, he's got a lot on his mind.
I just don't think he's really... His head's in the game right now.
MLK Day, dude. I'm struggling.
I'm not sure that...
I am effing struggling. My bad, dude.
He's really...
Dear Gay Not Gay.
Well, I have another one here, but that's okay.
I done been through the struggles.
Yeah, well, I forfeited my turn.
And you're calling for the ball again?
No, no, no. Wow. I forfeited my turn.
No, let's pass him the rock.
Donovan says, Dear Gay Not Gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an astrological sign.
An online game I have taken to is Sea Battle. Battleship, I guess. I've noticed when I use my own picture of a 40-something white guy, it is very difficult to get anyone to accept my challenges. What seems to work is to use pictures of young naked women. The offers come pouring in when they think I am a hot chick. Not that in itself does really concern me. What I'm questioning is when the pervs start chatting and I roleplay with them. I mean, if I don't respond, they will most likely disengage and move on. And I just want to play the game. So is it a little uncomfortable flirting with guys half my age? And does this make me gay? I'm just trying to play.
Wait, it's a dude who's flirting with guys half his age?
But he has a...
Just so he can play a video game?
They think he's a chick?
Oh, it's so he could play a game. Okay, that's right? Okay.
Well, yes, he's trying to get people to play in a battleship. So he puts up a profile picture of a young hot. Now they want to chat up the young hot while they're playing her in Battleship, and it's really a dude, but he doesn't want to lose his
cover.
So he
can't get a game unless he puts a picture of a girl as his avatar or whatever.
It can't be this desperate online. There has to be just 40-year-old dudes that want to play Battleship without any sort of sexual goals at the end of it, right?
And he's flirting. Yeah, that's not right.
But every time I set up a new MySpace page as a 14-year-old girl, I always get a lot of hits. So I feel his pain.
And Grady, no, I'm not going to read the rest of your email.
Hello, Dan. This is from our intern, Mike.
Again?
Every week, our intern, Mike, has something new. I have a friend who is a high school teacher. He recently told me about a student of his who pulled out a lint roller and started using it on his sweater. He wasn't wearing a suit or anything. So is this gay or not? Also, TC is my leader. Good. Die.
So
that's
the new intern,
Michael, the intern.
Oh man.
Thinks his way
really
is
stretching.
He thinks his way is to recognize TC as his leader?
I've already told him not to.
Really?
Yeah.
And he just defied you.
Boy, he needs a talking to.
Boy, what are we going to do with Mike? Now, this isn't Mike Marshall's sports machine. This is our Mike?
This is right. Bearded Mike, who sits out there plotting ways to someday take you down.
Me? Why
just
do you think
everyone
he wants to take me down?
Just in general.
Oh, okay.
Just seems, he seems Unabomber-ish.
Unabomber-ish?
Well, look, the way look
I have
there.
To agree with Dan on that one.
Look at the way he finished that Gay Not Gay email.
You didn't see that 60 Minutes, did you, this week?
Which I have it recorded.
With the
one with the sports gambling guy? And
yeah, but the shooter in the...
The Arizona thing?
The Arizona thing.
Is it funny?
No, it's not funny.
Oh.
It's revealing, though, of what an assassin in your midst might be like. And I started thinking of all the people up here that...
Fit the bill?
Did it have, fit TC?
They have rambling poetry and they want a gun shop and things like that. They're just...
To Nancy.
Let's just say I have a better idea of which of you guys to keep an eye on. The end.
So, whatever we were just talking about, I hereby submit on this day, gay. But I don't remember the question. Which one? Oh, it was intern Mike. Yeah, he's gay.
Right.
Who's next? Donovan.
Nah, forfeit.
What?
Oh, now he's lost completely.
Oh, now he's lost all confidence.
No, I've lost. I lost confidence in my shot.
Get back on the horse.
I gotta get my shot back.
You can do this.
I'm like the. I'm like the Mavericks. I'm actually trying to find one that we've done.
Read the one about sharing chapstick.
That's what you're trying to do. All right, dear gay not gay. I'm afraid I may have slipped up last week. I'm running, and my wife stopped her car along my route so her and my daughter could say hi and cheer me on.
Not gay. It's happened.
Oh, no.
Your family drives by. You're on the sidewalk.
No, it's true, Dad. You can make it.
Hold on. We're not gay yet.
It's encouraging.
In the excitement of seeing my family while running, I waved with a big smile on my face. However,
ran into a sign.
Telephone pole. I waved with both hands.
Yeah.
What are you, eight?
I felt at that point I had crossed a line.
Yeah. So excited.
Yeah, you crossed a big line.
Yeah, you really did.
You might have something there, sir.
That's from P1 Dan.
So. All right. Hey, Bob and Dan. Hey, gay not gay. I haven't pre-read this one, Dan, because I wasn't sure we were going to need to go this deep, but Donovan's lack of confidence.
Yeah.
What's he doing? What happened?
Dear gay not gay, so I'm listening to the Tickets Mavs postgame
show.
It's
like Chuck Knobloch, you know?
With Mark Falwell and I think Ben of Ben and Skin. I doubt that, sir, but thanks for keeping up with our station lineup.
Postgame show.
Good handle on how radio works.
This was last week when the Mavs lost to the OKC Thunder. Mark goes into a story that he says should be submitted for Gay Not Gay, but that's not the gay part. Or maybe it is. You decide. As part of his job, he has to put makeup on. And while that isn't inherently gay, because after all, he is on TV, what was absolutely awkward and possibly gay was Ben's response. In an attempt to restore some of Mark's waning masculinity, Ben attempts to make him feel better by telling him how good he looks, not once but twice, and sounding very sincere. Was it just me? Later on from Jordan. First of all, who
that had
is,
to be Seabass, right?
Oh, is it you, Sean?
Yeah.
Were you complimenting how Mark looks on TV?
I was joking around about it, but yeah.
You know, we also had a...
He said he had a conversation with Marv Albert's makeup woman for 20 minutes during the game, because that was during a TNT broadcast night, so Mark was just at the arena.
I like pointers?
So he wants to look as good as Marv Albert does?
Right.
You know, we had somebody else in the hockey community come up to us and ask, you know, not like guys on TV who do hockey.
Expo.
Was it Expo?
Yeah, it was Expo.
I'm sure
because you were trying to get downstairs for the end of the game, and he's like, got a gay not gay for you.
What'd you say, Groups?
Huh?
What?
He's like, got a gay not gay for you. And I saw Bob's... I was on the side of Bob that shows his life force meter.
That's ridiculous.
Down in the under 5%, the red light was blinking.
Anytime Expo wants to give me a gay not gay as I'm packing up my stuff and trying to get downstairs, I'm more
Why
than
did I pull out smelling salts?
I'm more than happy.
To wake you up.
But he said, how about the term...
Clear.
How about the term from the TV broadcaster of having to put their face on before their broadcast starts? Does that border on gay on some level? As they have the little pancake out and they're just sort of... Is that what you call it, the little pancake?
Sure. You worked in TV.
Yeah,
you had makeup
TV
on.
Guy.
You should know.
You know everything about
I
TV.
Never used it.
You didn't use makeup at all?
Everyone was amazed at how great I looked on TV.
I did find out the other night that Bob Ortegal doesn't use makeup at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's all...
He's very fetching.
Yes.
So Expo, in honor of V, hit the theme.
I'm sure everybody knows.
So what was the ruling? Did Sean say Mark looks good?
Oh, it's gay.
I don't think.
It was intentional.
Yeah. I saw that, Sean. I totally saw where you were going with there. Read your play and approved.
I can never tell when Sean is serious and when he's joking around anymore. Yeah.
I think he's always joking, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's gay.
I always think he's serious.
Like was his MLK commentary yesterday really just a really sarcastic point?
I thought it was too much. Right. Yeah, and I was
This world has come a long way, wink, wink.
Quite frankly.
Because he's doing this.
Like the Andy Kaufman of the ticket.
All right, American hero.
229.